Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. The schools for Zivig, for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Leilui Nishmas, Malkovas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Avshlem Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel, Basar Rav Eliezer Manoach, and Rafua Shleim, Le Yitzchok Ben Sora, David, Shimon Ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, and Mordechai ben Soror. Apologize again, still my voice is not back to where it should be, where it used to be, I don't know, but I'll try to do the best I can. I'd like this evening just to share with you a story. That's the whole point, but I hope it has a point. We lived in the San Fernando Valley for many years and established the yeshiva there. When the time came, the kids were getting older, I wanted to move back to New York. So I was going to move in the summer, and about March or so, I told the people involved with Balabatim and whoever was involved with the yeshiva that I'm going to leave. But I promised them that I would leave them. They were worried because I was carrying the financial burden. So because they were worried, I promised them I would leave them, get them a successor and leave them $120,000 cash in the bank, which was a lot of money in 1985. Anyway, 2 weeks before the end of the year, I had the person to take over. I did not have the money. I was talking to a few of the different people, saying goodbye to them, and left with two of the graduates, and one of them said he had an idea. He said he was in a certain university that he had been for a number of years pursuing a dual degree in a prestigious university, and he wanted to leave, just start his own business already. His parents were trying to coax him into staying. They had gone so far, undergraduate, graduate, supposed to graduate with 2 degrees, and so they said that they would buy him a Ferrari if he finished the next year. He says the Ferrari that they want to buy him is a $120,000 car. I'm going to promise my parents I'll sign or something, whatever. I'm going to finish the year, the next year in the university, and they should give the money to the yeshiva. Fine. The night before I left, I concluded with his father that he had money in escrow because they were selling a business. But when that escrow closes, the business sells, $120,000 to the yeshiva. Good. That was the middle of the summer. It was the end. The escrows don't close on a dime when you want them to. It was Hoshana Rabbah, and it still hadn't happened. And the one who took over the yeshiva there calls me. It was about 6 o'clock in the afternoon here, maybe a half hour or so before Yom Tov. And he says, I can't. Oh my, but no fish, we can't continue this way. If we don't have at least $100,000 after Yom Tov, we may have to close up. It's a terrible, terrible situation. I didn't know what to tell him. I didn't have $100,000 to give him. But I did tell him, I gave a shiur the night before. And it was on the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says that Ton Rabbonim, Ma'isa B'Hillel, okay, he came into the city and Shoma Kol Svocho, he heard fire engines raging, he heard they were screaming and yelling, there's a tragedy going on. He said, Batuach Ani She'ein Tzevuto Beisi, I have Bitochen, it's not in my house. And the Gemara justifies it with a posuk, Mishmor Ro Lo Yiro, Dochel Libo Batuach Ba'Hashem. I don't have to be afraid of any bad tidings when I have bitochen in Hashem. He says, I don't know what to tell you, but you have to have bitochen. Okay, a few minutes later, I get a call from one of my closest friends. His father, 73-year-old man, was just diagnosed with a tumor at the base of the brain. And the doctors, in their inimitable way, gave him 6 weeks to 3 months to live. It was broken beyond belief. What can I tell a person like that? I just told him the same thing. I don't know, But I know the Gemara says if you have bitochon, mishmo arol yiro nochon libotoch b'Hashem. If you have bitochon b'Hashem, then you don't have to be afraid of a shmo arol. Just work on your bitochon. It's super powerful. That's what Hillel said, and batuach it's not going to be. And mishmo arol yiro, fine. I had to call his father. This is all before Yom Tov over here. They had a few hours left in Los Angeles. And his father was broken, crying. He just heard he has 3 or 6 weeks to 3 months. And I told him, I don't know the answer. I know you have to have bitochen. He says, how could you say that? People die. I said, I don't know the answer to that question. There must be some answer. But Amaisa the Gemara says, if you have bitochen, mishmo arol or yiro, nochon libo batoch b'Hashem, you don't have to be afraid of a shmo arol, bad tidings. Yeah, bitochen. I was there now before. I found out that after Yom Tov, I found out that my friend, who was so distraught about his father's diagnosis, called up the one who took over the yeshiva and said, after Yom Tov, I'm going to a bank. I want to go to another bank. So my father, who were in business together, doesn't know about it. I'm borrowing $100,000 to give it to the yeshiva. No, one problem taken care of. 10 minutes later, he receives a phone call. The doctor's office, the diagnosis that they had a conference, they had a business, the consultation, I don't know. Forget, drop the diagnosis. It's not true. It's something he had there from birth. And the man lived another 14 years before he passed away. He did ask a good kasha. So I told my friend, I didn't have the guts to do it. I told my friend to tell his father, listen, tell your father he asked a very good kasha. But in the yeshiva world, there's a saying, when a kasha start minished, somebody has a kasha on something, you don't die from a kasha. There's kashas. It's a good kasha, but you don't die from a kasha. But it intrigued me. What's the answer? How could you say if you have bitochen, people die, it's good kasha? Anyway, so a few weeks later, 2 weeks later, I don't know, I was locked out of my car. I left it in the shul parking lot. And as I was figuring out what to do, I noticed that somebody was going in his car, a certain rabbi in the community. And I say, hey, maybe you could drive me to my house because I have another set of keys on. I'm like, sure. At the front, there was a car seat. In the back, there was sforim piled on the seat. He says, pick up this sforim, hold them on your lap, and go in the back, and I'll take you home. Anyway, I noticed the sforim. There was a pirush of the Gra, the Vilna Goyen on Brochus. Immediately, I opened up to that Gemara, and I saw that the Goyen says, that's the pshat. If you have bitochen, that's the pshat in Hillel. And then in the brackets, either from the Goyen or from his Talmud, he says, Tzadikim suffer. Everything depends on the level of bitochen. So I guess the answer is that we don't know. In other words, that I guess people have a certain amount of years that's not negotiable, maybe. But prematurely or other things happening, if a person has bitochen, to the degree that he puts his bitochen, his trust in Hashem, it's that degree. Mishmu aro lo yiro. He doesn't have to be afraid of a shmur ro if he has his bitochen b'Hashem. So, bitochen is very powerful. In this particular situation, the sense that we had was that the yeshiva's problem was taken care of. Agav, the man who was, the diagnosis was changed, was so elated about his diagnosis, he didn't know what his son did. He donated another $5,000 to yeshiva because he was so appreciative that he, you know, that they took away the diagnosis. Anyway, but the koyach of bitochen is real. Chofetz Chaim, I mentioned all the time, tells us that kefi goydel habitochen tach goydel hatzlocha. It's not all or nothing. To whatever level is your bitochen, it's to that level that the hatzlocha is commensurate. So bitochen is real. Bitochen works. And it's a real koyach, and there's a furish in Gemara, and the Goyin learns the Gemara that way, and the explanation is given that Everything depends upon the level. Bitochen is not just anything. It's not a button that you press, but whatever level of clarity, of depth of confidence, of sureness, of total reliance on Hashem's chesed and the mela, this feeling that I just know he's going to help me. That's a great that actually effectuates results. We live in difficult times. Merubim Tzorche Amcho is a colossal understatement that the needs of Klal Yisrael, of your people, are many, manyfold. It's an understatement. We're not shy of the level of Tzorche Amcho. And we have to know that Bitochon is a koyach that can accomplish a resolution to so many of our tzrochim, change the whole surroundings, change all of the issues and problems that we have, and give us that sense of menuchas nefesh, a peace of mind, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should rise to ever higher levels of bitochen, be confident in the chesed Hashem, and be zeichet to feel the menuchas nefesh, the tranquility, the peace of mind that only a Baal Bitochen can manage to feel. Ken Yehi Rotzi. Have a good night.